All right, good morning and welcome to Faith Springs Baptist. It's good to see everybody this morning and welcome to a new year, 2021. So that's awesome. Good to have everybody. Good to have everybody online this morning. So welcome and just grab your Bibles and get ready to sing with us. Today, I think we have a word that I need. I hope you have your own Bibles today because we're going to ask you to write some stuff either on a note, on a piece of paper, or on the front of your Bible today, because every year we always start off with "This is the year of," and we're going to give you a new word this year, and it's going to kind of surprise you what you think that word's going to be. We'll talk about that at sermon time. Senior, everybody out of the parking lot? Good. Okay. Senior said they kept coming in so much we was going to have to put the chain across the parking lot, let them keep them out. Okay. Good to have everybody. We're just going to sing a few songs and kind of do some toe tappers at the beginning. And I got a feeling you're all going to, I think you'll know, these all have to do with faith today. So even though they're going to be a little bit fast at the beginning, at the cross. Alas, did I say? Drops of grief, but drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away, 'tis all that I can do. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Now you ought to know this one's my favorite song. What a fellowship, what a joy you find me on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, me on the everlasting arms.
Amen.
it through 2021. We just sang that because he lives, we can make it through 2021, because 2021 is going to be a good year. Got to be better than last year. We learned some things last year. We maybe have got some strength, some endurance, some wisdom, some ways to go in and be stronger in our walk. Maybe we shifted our dependency from some things to the important things. Sometimes things happen to us that causes us to look back and go, okay, wait, I didn't like it. I didn't like what happened to me. I didn't like what happened to my family. But because of it, did I experience a new person, a new life, a new lesson, something in our walk that I hadn't known before? And if you have, then maybe not those things were good necessarily, but maybe it can make us stronger. And we're going to show you a little bit about that today in God's Word. So good to have everybody here with us. I'm trying to catch my breath in there. Feel free to go ahead and have a drink of whatever your choice of coffee or hot chocolate. My choice today is Diet Mountain Dew. Thank you very much. I want to have you know there's no New Year's resolutions to get rid of Diet Mountain Dew. So I'll be doggone if I'm going to start now. Okay, we have a few announcements I just want to share with you. I don't know if you've been in the back or not. If you do, wipe your feet. We are working on trying to get the entryway. When Sprung comes out here, they're going to show us how to take care of the leak around that entryway where it drips on you. So you're going to get dripped today because of the dew. And then a little portico shade to walk under. So if it's raining out, people don't have to get their head wet going into the building. So we'll be talking about that with them when they come. And hopefully they'll be here the next week or two. I believe Monday or so, they're going to start working on the floor. The floor is completely cleaned up and swept. And we're talking about the entryway. We're talking about the sanctuary. We're talking about the kitchen. And we're talking about the fellowship hall. So when that is done, within the next week or so, it's going to look really good. And then we can start bringing in our chairs and things and start setting stuff up. I can't wait to see. It's been so long since we bought those chairs. I know they're purple, and I know they're four different shades of purple, but I don't remember anything more about them. They're more comfortable than these, praise the Lord. So I know you guys sometimes tell me I preach too long because your backside's getting numb, but I'm trying to think if there's any other announcements we need to share with you. There's prayer lists in the bulletin that Esther sent out. And I believe the Read Through the Bible program started yesterday. I believe it did. Yes, it was yesterday at noon, but it's not too late to get in. Just let Monica and Philip, Esther, somebody know that you want in on that. They will send you. I know I got an email with the reading program of how to read through the Bible for the month of January. So throughout the whole year, we hope to get you to all do that again. So anything I'm missing you can think of? Fantastic. School doesn't start till a week from tomorrow. So when we dismiss today, we won't have to set up for school until next Monday. So enjoy the break and enjoy wherever you're going to go out to eat or the day. All minds clear? If we can have the deacons come forward, we're going to continue with our praise and worship by the giving and receiving of the tithes and offerings. And I don't like hammering people. And I typically don't think I do. But it's part of worship. It's part of what God expects us to give. Not only our time, our energy, our efforts, but also the blessings. Let me promise you something. You can't outgive God. And God has been so good to us. And I was reading, I think last week, late last week, Thursday or Friday, that one out of every five churches will close this year because of the impact and because of just it's typical that a lot of churches close anyway, but one out of every five churches in our country is going to close. And I just want to let you know, as I'm sitting here, we are financially strong. God has blessed us. I have nothing but good things to say about our future. And I really think we're going into a new year with new vision, new hope, and new reason to have that hope. And I appreciate it. It's not because of anything I'm doing. It's because of how you guys love and support this church. And when we give our money to the missions like we did at Lottie Moon, you know, that those thousands of dollars that we give goes to foreign missions. Then we do it again at Easter time. And I think those go to United States missions. And we, anytime that we say, hey, we're not going to give away, that's when God starts putting you under the radar and go, wait, you got to give to receive. And you know all about the reaping and sowing, and it's that way in life. So never forget that. Gwen, good to have you. You're looking really good this morning. Yeah, you cleaned up pretty good. Your wife dressed you fine. If you would just bless the offering, sir, and God bless you as you give.
We thank you now, Father, for this great day. Thank you for this time that we have together here, our Father. We thank you for this family here at Faith Springs Baptist Church. Go with us now, Father, as we go through this part of our service. Be with the gift and the giver. Bless us now, Father, as we go our separate ways. Guide, guard, and direct us in everything that we do. In your precious name we ask it. Amen.
Thank you.
this next one. We'll do the first and last verse. And on the last verse, go ahead and stand up so you can kind of stretch a little bit. You can sing while you're standing at the last verse. But I know you all know it. If you believe that, you can be seated. If not, you're going to stay up all day. A little way to get a commitment out of you. I'm glad that we're in a new year. And I know a lot of people. And it doesn't irritate me, but it kind of gets my goat a little bit. People will just, and I got emails today, you know, from different ministries and different things. I try not to read much of them. 2020 was just the worst year this world has ever seen. I beg to differ that. I think there's lessons that we can learn from it. I hope our country's closer together than it has been. I hope we've seen the mistakes that can happen when different things happen. We make the wrong choices. And I think there's things we can learn. And I was going to go back. I don't know if we have one of these. Veronica, I don't know if there's an Etch-a-Sketch around here or not. You guys play Etch-a-Sketch in school? And I was going to give one, but I didn't left my mind until I looked at my notes here. But, you know, there's a lot of those Etch-a-Sketches. Remember those when you would do all that? Then you would just take it and shake it, and everything that you had saved on there is gone. And wouldn't it be nice if we can take our life and just kind of shake it and all the junk, all the misturns and the misdrawings and the wrong spellings and the wrong decisions and the bad things would just disappear. Life doesn't work that way. I think life is a little more complex than that classic little toy that we used to play with as a kid. But I do believe that times like this begs us to try to shake everything up a bit and make different decisions. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to ask you to get out a piece of paper and say, let's do 10 New Year's resolutions, because we know scientifically that by January 11th, 92% of all those resolutions are broke. So I don't want you to do that. Why do it? You're lying to yourself and to your God, unless you're in that 7 or 8% that, and then by July, they forget them. You know, I used to write them down, put them in a sealed envelope, and then stick them behind a picture in the house. Well, then I'd look at them at the end of the year, if I could remember where I put them. And then I'd open up and read them and didn't even remember any of them that I put on the list. So New Year's resolutions just don't work. But I do think, like the Etch-a-Sketch, it does require us to shake things up a bit and to reset. What I'm looking for you to do this year is to reset your life in a way that maybe you have never done it before. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put you on the spot today. And even if you're visitors, don't think I do this all the time, but don't worry. I'm not going to have you come down and show us your 1040 and your tax papers or make you sign something and all that. But I want to give you four things that I want to challenge you to make a choice on today. I think in the past years, and Annie, you'll probably tell me if I'm wrong, the past years we've had a word for our church. A few years ago, I think it was probably 5 years ago, the word was changed. And that's when we moved from one location in Houston out by Hobby Airport at Park Place Baptist Church to we moved to this location. And that was, as we declared, the year change. Whether you wanted to change or not, we changed. We moved. And majority of you came with us. And I only have 2 bullet holes in my body of those that stayed behind and wasn't happy. But it's all right. I'm teasing. Then 1 year, we had the year of the Word. And we read through the Bible. And we tried to study through the Bible the much as we could on Wednesday nights and our reading during the week. Last year was a year of hope. And I hope you experienced that. But I think if you wasn't grounded in the true hope, this year really hit you hard. Because unless you have the hope, unless it's anchored in that, in Jesus Christ, this year would have tore you apart. You'd be in pieces right now. As I was sitting at Denny's the other day, working on not biscuits and gravy, but working on what I was going to talk about today, I want to give you this. And I wrote it in my notes in the phone, so I don't want to. I want you to write this down somewhere. And I hope this is good for you, because it sure reached out to me. This year is going to be, believe it or not, the year of risk. R-I-S-K. And normally we just say, okay, that's the word, take it and run with it. But as I was sitting there, I started getting this stuff, and I started getting kind of wordy in my notes, on my note app. And I want each of these letters to mean something in risk. So write it down somewhere, take it for what it's worth, but I want the R to be a realistic evaluation of your past. Some people, like me, can spend 35 years ignoring what happened to me in the past and trying to be somebody without acknowledging that any of that happened. And thanks for playing. That doesn't work. I want you to realistically acknowledge and look at your past. Evaluate it. Analyze it. Don't ignore it. Draw strength from it and learn from it. There's a reason you are here today, and the reason could be is something happened to you in the past that God's going to use you now to be able to help somebody else in the present and the future. So look at that past. Don't just take 2020 and throw it in the garbage and light it and hope the garbage man takes it back and you never remember another thing from it. It would be a year of total waste if we did that. Realistically evaluate your past. The I, keep losing my notes here. The I, insightfully acknowledge your present. Where are you really at today? Unfortunately, we're not in a church that is all ceremony. That's all tradition. If it was, we could all do the kumbayas and we could all say the same prayers two or three times, kneel, whatever, and walk out and never be touched by the word. But you're not in a ritualistic church. I want you to be able to take insightfully acknowledge where are you at today. This is where it comes from. Wait, I thought I was just coming for a free kolache and because mom's forcing me to be here. I want you to realistically and then insightfully look at where you are right now. Look at it. Who are you? What are you? Where are you? And where are you going? And then the S, strategically navigate your future direction. So before you leave today, I want you to decide what you're going to put in your spiritual GPS. Because if you don't put anything in there, that little lovely voice will never say anything. It'll give you a right direction. If you don't put anything in there, that lovely voice of the Holy Spirit will say, don't know where you want to go. It'll prompt you. But when you make a commitment to Him, and you say, this is what I want in the future. This is where I think God wants me. And you put that in your spiritual GPS. You will start getting guidance. You will start reading and opening up the word. And it will start vibrating on the page and jumping off that word right into your heart and into your day. That's why I don't do it just because it's cheap, but it sure helps. I give all the staff a little calendar every year that they just rotate over. It's $10.99 at Barnes & Noble. If I catch it on sale, I can get it for $7.99, okay? I like to save a dollar or two. So I buy several. I get one for Ann and Luann and Glenna and Esther and Jack. And I get candy back and stuff like that, which is good. That's our little gift thing back and forth. But the reason I give the calendar, not just because of the cheapness of the gift, is because you'd be surprised. When you flip the day over and you walk in and you sit down, how that word that's on that page that is done by some company in China, just doing what they're told to do, you go, wow, that word hits me right between the eyes. Why? Because the little workers at the factory knew what you was going to need? No, because God's word is living. So when you really strategically navigate your future direction and you tell God, this is what I want. This is my dream. I'm looking for to follow you. Then the word starts becoming real. It starts becoming what the word tells it is, a living word. It's a living bread. It's an entity. The truth never changes, but the revelation of the truth always does. That's why you can read the same chapter every day, 6 months in a row. But tomorrow when you read it, you go, wow, I never saw that before. It's because your radio station is tuned in to hear him. The Holy Spirit's wind is always blowing. It's always speaking. But unless your cell is set, it will miss it. But when you get that cell set just right and the Holy Spirit moves, it'll take you to the next level in Jesus Christ. If you realistically adjust, evaluate your past, insightfully acknowledge your present, and strategically navigate your future direction. And then the last thing is knowingly deciding to move forward in hope. Knowingly decide. Now, that was all free. And I know some of the visitors said, wow, that was the shortest sermon. That was what Pastor calls the introduction. That's not even in my notes. But that's what this year is that I want to experience. It's time that you take a risk. It's time that we as a church take a risk. I think this community is prime property. I think people right now, after what 2020 has done to them, this community is waiting for some church, for some group of people to go, I'm willing to take the risk for God, for Christ, and stand for the truth. And I think they will come out of the woodwork to hear the truth. People are tired of baloney and branding it Christianity. They are tired of that. They are ready for true Christianity and true word to come true in us and for us to project that and to be truth. I was out sweeping the parking lot this morning. I thought it was goofy. I thought I'd go all the way out to the road. So I'm out there sweeping almost the highway. Reaching down, picking up rocks, because I didn't want anybody to trip them if you're in heels. Although we have lots of women in high heels today. I know. I like them. I didn't want you to trip in case you were. A car pulls in. Hi. I live down the road. What you doing? I said, I'm just sweeping the parking lot. For what? And I want to say, notice the sign? We've been here 5 years, but no, I didn't. Oh, we're getting ready to have church here shortly, 10 o'clock. Can you pray for me? I'm sweeping the parking lot. I said, you know I will. My family's going through a lot of stuff right now. Now, in my olden days, I would have sarcastically thought, okay, when I say amen, you're going to ask me for a love gift, and I'm going to have to pull out my wallet and give you some money. They weren't looking for money. They were looking for hope. They were driving a nicer vehicle than my little Juke that needs new tires, that my son tells me every week. Dad, time to get new tires. I'll get new tires when I see the radios come through. And it's about that time. They weren't looking for a handout. They're looking for hope. What are you looking for? What are we really here for? As we go into a new year, I'll try to make it fairly quick. You know we have to be off at 11 because they shut us down and Don cuts us off and the whole world don't see us anymore. I usually try to stop preaching then because by then I'm hungry. I want to show you four choices that I really think that if we get into God's word, it'll change your life. But it's four choices that will reset your life. Number one. Make the choice today to change. You got to reject the lie that the world tells you that things will get better. Let me tell you, this last week, the numbers for COVID is twice as much as they've ever been. I'm not going to lie to you. It may not get better. It may not. That's a myth. So you have to make a choice to change. 2021, my health's going to be a lot better because I'm going to lose a little tonnage. I'm going to make the right decisions. I'm going to get one of those Peloton bicycles like they have, or one of those mirrors that you hang on your wall in your bed. You've seen these commercials where somebody watches you and you get to, I don't want anybody watching me exercise. If my fat is going to flop around, I want to be the only one in the room. Matter of fact, I turn mirrors around in my room if I was going to do that with me. I don't want people watching me do that. But we're making choice to do something different in our health. So it's going to be better. But let me tell you, that's not the way life works. Saturday night, I get the Baylor College of Medicine test results from everything they cut out of me this week. First one, negative. Praise the Lord. Second one, negative. Praise the Lord. The third one, they get all the way down here in my throat, take something out. Because that's what my dad died of throat cancer. Negative. Fantastic. This is a breeze. This is a cakewalk. The fourth one. Need to talk to the cancer doctor this week. 713-865, and then the number. Kind of negates the first three, right? So I can't stand up here and say everything's going to be perfect, but I can say I'm making a choice to change. That it's not lip service anymore. It's servanthood and life service. Because life happens to all of us, not just me. Proverbs 24:3, a house is built by wisdom and becomes strong through good sense. Reject the myth that life is just going to get better, because it doesn't necessarily. Wisdom and good sense are observed by our choices, not by luck. You have to stop thinking. The thinking that just says, I hope life gets better. You have to make a choice to follow the right things to get life to be better. Don't go by that. Some of you throw off fireworks. In Illinois, we didn't get to do that, did we, Curtis? Because they come and arrest you. We didn't have fireworks in Illinois. Even on 4th of July, you had to sneak across the Missouri state line to St. Louis to buy the fireworks, then go out in the country and fire them in Illinois if you wanted. But you Texans are crazy. Two nights before New Year's Eve, you're firing off, you're shooting guns in the air, going, woo-hoo, we're getting ready for a new year. Then at midnight, whether you want to sleep or not, I had people shooting them off the balcony of the tower I live in. It's like, you guys are nuts. They're shooting at each other, and they say, choo, go back. What in the world? This is crazy. But you're saying, it's a new year. Life's going to be good again. COVID's gone. Life is just going to be wonderful. You're living a lie. Life will be what you choose it to be by the choices that you make. Are you just going to leave today and not change? Or are you going to make a choice? Because there's life and death in choices. Deuteronomy. I was hoping we'd get to the scripture. I was hoping I'd get to the first page. And I only got six. But we're getting down here. I'll get the cat down here in a minute. For those that are new, hang with me. Stay awake. Deuteronomy 30. I want you to see this. Deuteronomy 30, if you haven't. way in the Old Testament. That doesn't mean it's bad. That means there's truth there. But you always have to take the Old Testament through the cross to get the truth. To get the truth of today. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 and 20. Today, I have given you a choice between life and death, between blessing and curses. Now, I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice that you made. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live.
Amen.
You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, by obeying him, committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your entire life. Our choices are what changes our lives. Our choices do that. The key to our life comes down to the choices that we make. And that was two verses. Four times, God tells the nation of Israel that their future is going to be determined by the choices that they make. Your choices have power over life or death or blessings or curses. Not as your pastor, but just as your friend. This is true today. Everybody that's listening out there, this is true today. Every choice we make will either send ripples effects of blessings or ripple effects of negative consequences. Even painful circumstances that happen to us that we have no control over, we still have the power on how we respond to them. I'm looking around the room. It could be testimony time and say, anybody have something in 2020 that just ripped your heart out? And several people would stand up and go, oh, Pastor, you don't know. You're thinking about it right now, right? It's how you respond to that that will make or break you now. How are you going to respond to it? What choice are you going to make? Instead of hoping and just by chance a better year is going to come this year, I want you to be a little more intentional by your choices. Choices can breathe new life in you. If you think it's dark, the choice you make today will make it darker or lighter. Because I have the true light in God's word, and I can show it to you. It's found in Jesus Christ. That's the choice, and you can do the same thing. The choice to change. The second one goes right along with our word of the month or word of the year. Kind of like Sesame Street, remember? The word of the day is green, you know. The choice to risk. And we're going to barn burn through this because I only have a few minutes. You know, there's no real change without risk. Risk is what real change feels like. Risk is what moves you out of that fatalistic mentality that says, there ain't nothing I can do. Never surrender your power of choice. There is always something you can do. If you just look for the right choice, always. So the choice to change, the choice to risk. Fear is what keeps us from taking risk. it's impossible to live by faith while you're being controlled by fear. It's impossible. Hebrews, write it down, 11:6 says this. It is impossible to please God without faith. You have to have a risk to believe. There's people sitting here that have said in yourselves and in your minds for the last 20 years, one day I'm going to give my heart and my life to God. For the love of Pistol Pete, what are you waiting on? What has to happen to make a choice, to take a risk, to believe in God, to ask Jesus to come into your life? What has to happen? Oh, well, I'll know when it's the right time. The choice is yours. Because God's word says, today is the day of salvation. You keep marking today out and go later. Next year, when you get married, when the kids are all gone. Let me tell you, life as a parent doesn't get any better when the kids are gone. Nothing personal. But if the shoe fits, put it on. You got to make a choice. Hebrews 11, 32, 34, because we just read Hebrews 11, 6. Risk is what a life of faith looks like. Look at this. Hebrews 11, 32. How much more do I have to say? I love this. This is the Williams version. What else I got to tell you? How long do I have to ramble? It would take too long to recount the stories of the faith of all of these prophets and people, these heroes of the biblical days, Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and David and Samuel and all the prophets. Verse 33, Hebrews 11. By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them. They shut the mouths of lions, quenched the flames of fire, and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned into strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. Risk is what a life of faith looks like. You can read it all through the chapter of faith in Hebrews 11. Risk and faith go together, folks. The changes you need to make this next year that we're in requires faith. And the faith is going to require you to take a risk. The choice to grow. Only got a couple more minutes, so hang with me. The choice to grow. There's no way to reset and hit the reset button in 2021 without a commitment to personally grow. A commitment for personal growth. You have to grow. Personal stagnation leads to a stagnant life. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know I have plans for you, says the Lord. There are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. It's time that you go from living in black and white to full color HD. And I don't even know what HD means on my TV. All I know is it means it costs a couple of $100 more. But some people are living in black and white. But God says, I have plans for you that are in HD, so vivid, so bright, and they're just for you. Break out of the black and white and move on to vivid life through Jesus Christ. And then John 10:10, I love John 10:10. John 10:10 is my favorite. The thief's purpose is to come to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give them rich and a satisfying life. If you're living in a rut, I want to remind you, a rut is a grave with both ends kicked out. That's all it is. It's time that you live in something that gives you life and develop a personal decision to choose life. And I have 10 points on that, but I can't go any further because I got too windy on my risk thing at Denny's. 5 minutes. Thank you. The choice to connect. So I hope you got these down. Well, the first one was the choice to change, the choice to risk, the choice to grow, and then the last one's the choice to connect. God has designed you profoundly with the need to connect relationally to other people. Without that right kind of relationships, church, we'll sabotage any kind of reset button for this year. You need a group of people around you that love you, that care for you, that'll be with you on good days and be with you during the bad ones. 1 Corinthians 12:18. The Apostle Paul uses the imagery of a human body. Our bodies have a lot of parts. And God has put each part just where he wants to put it. How strange your body would be if it had only one part. Yeah, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never say to the hand, I don't need you. The head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. We need each other. Reject what keeps you from connecting with other people. Reject what keeps you from making choices that allows those connections to happen. Now, I got probably 8 more pages. I'm just going to fold that so I don't talk anymore. And if they need to cut me off, you guys have to join us back next week. Good to have you. What kind of year you got going for 2021? What risk are you going to take? I want to offer you the first risk. But let me tell you, all the pain in that risk was paid for at the cross. I promise you that. You know the risk of not accepting Jesus Christ? Is that your sin's going to be paid by you one day. I don't know about you. I know my sin. I don't want to pay the fiddler on that one. But Jesus Christ went to the cross to die for each of you. And the choice I'm asking you to make is to ask him to come into your life and take the risk of believing and accepting that he can come into your world and forgive you for whatever you think is so dirty and filthy that nobody can. Let me tell you, your list is this long, my list is this long. If he can save me from my junk, I know he can save you from yours. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The second thing is to take a risk of stepping out for him. Of letting the world know, I made a decision that I want the world to know that I'm his. And the Bible calls that baptism. Put them under till they bubble, bring them up. And when you come up, everybody goes, wow, they made a decision. Absolutely. It's a testimony for him that you choose that nobody else does. And then I want to invite you to be part of the most loving family that I have ever experienced in my entire life. And it's Faith Springs. Let's take it for granted. We don't have the prettiest place, right? Yeah, it's going to be nice back there, but it won't be the prettiest place. I don't think all those stained glass windows that I ordered for the dome, I think they stopped off at another shipment. They're not going to make it. We're not going to have the stained glass windows. We're going to have polished concrete floors. The marble got stuck in a shipment in India. It's not going to make it. But I'm going to let you know, this family is the most beautiful family I've ever experienced in my entire life. this family is more loving than my biological family. They love me through good and bad. And they'll love you the same way. They'll be there. This family, I can stand up and say, I'm all messed up. I made wrong decisions. My life went to hell in a handbasket. And this church says, we're still behind you. Greg, we didn't hire you because you were perfect. We knew you wasn't perfect when we met you. We knew you were a goofball. But we want you here because we love you. Where did you get that in the world? You only get it in places like this. If you don't have a place in your heart that has Jesus Christ in it, I ask you to accept him. If you need to make a commitment of any kind, or maybe just to rededicate your life to him in a new year, just hit reset. Hey, I messed up, God. You just got off on, you're out in left field. Let's bring her back in. I've been there. Left field looks good at first, but there's a lot of stench out there when you stay there too long. Come back and he'll forgive it all. Or if you want to be part of a family like this, I invite you to that. Whatever choice you want to make, we have a word of prayer. If you want to make any of those choices, just come forward. We don't have an altar with big old fancy chairs and steps and all of that yet. We'll have a few steps over there. But just stand here and I'll have a word of prayer with you when we say amen. But if you want to make a choice, today's the day to make the choice to change. Dear Lord, we want to come to you right now. The Holy Spirit has said and spoke exactly what they wanted to speak, Lord. Exactly what you wanted them to hear, no matter what my words were. Or if there's anyone in this place that needs to make a decision for you, let them simply stand up and come forward. And we'll rejoice in that. We'll pray for that. We'll show them words of yours as encouragement. And lead them in that prayer. Lord, is there any commitment in families that they want to just be a part? And they may not know all about us. Lord, I don't even know all about us. Let that choice be made. But Lord, there's choices that need to be made in their own personal hearts. Let today be the day of that choice. And then may we be bold enough to stand up and say, world, I made a choice for God today. The Holy Spirit move. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being with us this morning. As always, I'm going to be at the front door and as we dismiss to say thanks for coming. If anybody wants to have a word of prayer, if anybody wants to talk to me about a decision you made, don't go into the next week, the next month, the next year and not make it. Let's do it. Let's talk about it. Let's pray about it. God bless you. Thank you all for being here. Have an awesome week and an awesome year. God bless.